Today is Monday, July 6, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Oh, my goodness. I just mowed the front yard. You know, I feel like a permanent's the wrong word, but I feel like a full-time yard boy. And, you know, it was my choice. I was like, you know what? We own a house. I've done this before. I used to mow my own yard all the time. In fact, when I was growing up, that was my job. I don't know how many of you out there that mowing was your job, and you probably hated it. It's not as bad when you're an adult. I will say that. I mean, I really don't mind, other than it's hot outside. And the thing, like I said before, the thing that I don't like is the trimming or the edging, because I don't feel like I do a good job. Like, mowing's easy. You just push the mower around. I'm not super, like, I don't need a golf course lawn or anything like that. Although, now that we own and, you know, it's a nice home and everything, you know, I really want to figure out how to make it as green as possible and, like, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I don't... If there's a blade of grass that didn't get cut or something like that, you know, I'm not going to lose sleep. But, yeah, anyway, so I got an email from Sam in the Hinterlands. I'm going to go a little bit out of order here. I have some contact, but I'm going to go out of order. She says, so I started picking up the show again with Thursday's episode. That plus the format means I might get current this week. I'm curious to hear the rest of the lawn story. We're squarely in the hire it done camp. I was interested to learn of your autistic niece as my husband has legal guardianship of his PDD autism, pervasive developmental disorder with features of autism, brother-in-law who lives with us. Sam, I have a feeling you have a lot of people that live with you that I'm unaware of. Because we never really gotten into your family a whole lot. Anyway, I'm impressed by your high-tech switches. Very nice indeed, and given that there are 35 of them, I see why, one, you hired it done, and two, the fee is what it is, and that's about $40 per switch, which isn't unreasonable. Hope you're both continuing to very much enjoy the new home. I don't know if I said this, so I know I gave you guys the amount of the work. The switches are only about $700 of that, and I haven't done the math, but a big portion of that, like $800 or $900, is the Ethernet cables that I want run, because... And Daniel said I should find somebody, you know, at a... Daniel said, oh, yeah, look at your work. I bet some of those networking guys will do it for 10 bucks an hour or something like that, and you can get it really cheaply. Or look at a local college, or, you know, look up data specialists or something online. I'm like, you know what? I'm having an electrician come over. They're the experts at running lines and doing all that kind of stuff. Why? I'm just going to have... I mean, yeah, I could probably save a little bit of money. Anyway, the Ethernet cables are probably over half of that cost. So if you say, let's say $800 for the switches, and we divide that by 35, it's actually about $23 a switch. So, and that's in a normal switch. He said they'd be about $15 per switch or something, but because these are smart switches, they charge a little bit more because it's going to take longer for them to program them and do all that. And to be honest, I can do the programming. Anyway, he's coming back tomorrow because we're finalizing the new arrangement. I don't even remember if I talked about this, but I decided one of the very expensive ones that I posted on Twitter in each room, master bedroom, living room, studio, and office. And those have the touch screen. So, you know, if we walk up to those like the Star Trek, we can like Star Trek, we can tap on them and then bring up the controls for the entire ship. But then all the rest of them, all the rest of the 31 switches will be Belkin Wemo switches, which are a lot less expensive and do, you know, similar functionality. So, and they can be controlled by the more expensive ones as well. So anyway, he's coming back tomorrow because we have to finalize that configuration, and I wanted him to walk around to each switch and figure out, because I'm ordering the parts myself, and I don't know if I mentioned that. That was just labor, the price that I quoted you guys. So I still have to order a bunch of switches and then schedule the appointment. But he's coming back tomorrow just to finalize everything. Then I'll go on Amazon, place the order. You know, hopefully they should be able to come within a few days and maybe next week have the electrician out. And then we also have our, well, I don't know if I'm going to choose them, but the landscaper is also coming on Wednesday. So he had to cancel. I don't know if I mentioned this, but he had to cancel. I'm having such a hard time with landscapers. Such a hard time. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I did want to mention this, and I don't know how much. Again, you guys, if you email me, if there's anything that you don't want me to say on the show, please let me know that you don't want me to say it on the show, because, you know, I don't know. I never know. But Blind Guy Jay emailed in, and I just wanted to mention it. He says, I've been listening to your personal show for a long time, but haven't ever written. I'm not always good at that, as I tend to listen to podcasts while I'm doing something else. Yeah, me too, Jay. Anyway, I was listening live on the weekends and heard the comments that were made about you and where you eat. I wanted to let you know, I think you have exactly the right attitude about this. You recognize that it's problematic. Hopefully that's a good word, not trying to put words in your mouth. But you also don't mind sharing that you enjoy food and eat at Chick-fil-A. I applaud your willingness to be so honest and sincere. And I'm out of breath, guys. willingness to be so honest and sincere in what you share. Let's see. And anyway, he basically goes on to say, you know, he doesn't have a Chick-fil-A near him. He doesn't know what he would do if he did. You know, it's not something that he really has to deal with. And, you know, he says he understands that if you're very open on your podcast, it does open you up to criticism from the community. And you know, I feel, Jay, I don't have a lot of time to talk about it, but I feel like, well, first of all, I don't know that I feel like it's problematic. I still, and again, I'm going to be honest about this. I still am, you know, on the fence, because I honestly feel like, A, I don't think boycotting necessarily works, and B, I don't think the ideals of one person make up the ideals of the entire company, and I think that they do a very good job at what they do, and I think they hire LGBT people, and I think they're now donating to LGBT causes, because they just said that last year or something. And I also think that if you look at any other company, unless it's like an LGBT-owned company, you're probably going to find donations or viewpoints that you don't agree with. So I don't know. I mean, I'm on the fence, and I'll be honest about it. I mean, I'm not sure that I would call it problematic. But anyway, he congratulates us on a purchase of our house and says, you know, he's bought both old and new, and he was curious about how everything would play out. He's currently living in a 42-year-old home. And anyway, he said, it's nice to have all the character, but he's also had to replace the AC, the roof, and have it re-insulated. So, yeah, I know. And then he goes on to talk about parents and being conservative, and he understands that because his parents are also conservative. So, yeah, I feel you there too, Jay. And maybe that's, you know, hey, maybe some of that conservatism being raised that way. Maybe I still have a little bit of the tinge of conservatism that's causing me to eat at Chick-fil-A. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. But anyway, thanks for writing in, Jay. So Sam mentioned something about the mowing the lawn. And I'll say, you know, I just got finished mowing my front yard because we purchased over the weekend. It's called Ego, E-G-O, Ego Lawnmower and Trimmer. And they're electric, but they're battery powered. And I should post a picture of this. Actually, maybe I'll post it as the show art, but I think some of you guys never see the show art because really it only shows up on Twitter. I don't think it actually shows up on the episode, but it shows up on Twitter when I cross post over to Twitter. But anyway, these huge batteries, well, the lawnmower, but it's really cool. The lawnmower, like a part of the lawnmower, the cap or over where the engine is lifts up, and there's this perfect slot that you push the battery down in. It looks like, I don't know, it's very cool looking. It's very like techie looking. But when you have these batteries plugged into the charger, they've got all these fancy light green lights on them that glow while they're charging, and they're in kind of a circular. I'll post this on Twitter. It reminds me of like the Borg, the little stations the Borg went to recharge on Star Trek. It's crazy. So we bought, and they weren't cheap, but we bought the lawnmower and the trimmer over the weekend. And then I really want to get the blower as well. And Rob, actually, I think on Twitter, Rob One, I believe it was, said that he has like the whole set and loves it. And then Daniel said he uses the, Daniel text messaged me and said that he uses, now I'm going to forget what the name of it was, but he was making a recommendation to me and he said, oh, you probably already bought it by now, but, I use the, Ryobi. And he said he's happy with his as well. Yeah. So the trimmer I used over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, even though it was our anniversary weekend, Mark and I spent that working in the yard, and I did most of it. He helped, but I did the trimming. And then it was already time to mow again tomorrow, so I was like, oh, you know what? I'll split it up into two. So I'll do the front yard today, and I'll do the backyard tomorrow. And so I wanted to test out, as Mark calls it, my new toy. And so I tested it out. You know, it seems to do a pretty good job. It's hard to say. I mean, there were some complaints online that the higher you lift it, like the longer you want your grass to be, the less effective the blade is. And so you might have some grass blades that stick up, that like bend over and then stick back up. And I don't know yet because I literally just mowed it. So I'll have to look tomorrow and see if I have any little stragglers. Because I did it on there's about five levels, and I did it on number three. I think they say one and two is perfect, and then it starts getting problematic at three. So we'll see. Again, I don't need a golf course lawn. And the other thing is, it's a self-propelled mower, and it's got some pep in its step. Thank God it has a speed on it, because when I first started it, I mean, it was literally dragging me around the yard. I had to turn it down. And then I'm having to get used to when to switch the self-propel on and off. And like the finger is a little bit different that you use than the one on my stepdad's that I'd been borrowing. So my coordination is not quite on, but we'll see. I mean, so it's much quieter, I will say that, than a gas-powered mower. And, you know, I think other than the fact that I feel like a full-time lawn boy, I think I'll be okay being the lawn boy, saving the money. And because after this year, we'll literally be, you know, paying ourselves back with not having to have a lawn service. So yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'll keep you guys updated, and I'll let you know when I get the blower and the edger, because, oh my God, trying to edge with the weed eater, as we call them down here. I don't know what everyone else calls them. We call them weed eaters. It's very difficult to get your aim right. It's very difficult. I end up putting big gouges in the grass. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.